Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 25th, 2015. Now let's continue with the teachings for the month of January 2015. We are working on this theme, the African science of born again through the Immaculate Conception and the Virgin Birth. These realities are absolutely scientific and are beyond flesh, whether the flesh is 2,000 years ago, whether the flesh is 4,000 years ago, whether the flesh is 6,000 years ago. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, Paul, an African metaphysicist, scientist, teaches us that we used to know man and Christ after the flesh, and the word flesh has to do with all that is fallen and corrupt. This corrupt system, educational system, financial, governmental, and religious, electoral, the whole of the institutions of this system have taught us how they want us to think about mankind, man, and mankind, and how we are to think about Christ. Well, we are throwing away all of the fleshly teachings of this system. And Paul says, no longer do we know man after the flesh, neither do we know Christ. Meaning, all that the system has taught us to think concerning human beings, concerning creation, the universe, and Christos, Christ, we throw all that teaching away. And we go into the absolutely scientific teaching of the scriptures concerning the scientific universe. Now, we're trying to get to St. John chapter 3, but we keep running into scriptures that continue to bear witness as to why and how all of us must be born again. Remembering the science of Christos Atum, that field of light, the sun, transforming the waters of noon, those original hydrogen, fire waters from whence we all come, that great incubator, dark energy, dark matter in the incubator, the womb of the universe, the womb of Mother Nanette, that womb from whence we all come, those dark melanin waters from whence we all come. Those waters were transformed by the field of light. That field of light that is the crystals, that is the firstborn out of darkness, from darkness, dark energy, dark matter. That field of light transformed those waters, purifying and purging the waters, removing the dross, removing the gross matter, and compacting those waters into various fixtures that we see in the universe, you and I included. And so we see the mass matter material universe that we live in today, made of dust, made of ashes, purified by the field of fire, the field of light, in order to bring order, tranquility, peace out of disorder and chaos. And the feminine aspect of the Christos is Ma'at. And Ma'at is balance, reciprocity, truth, justice, and righteousness. These principles are the principles that gave us life. These principles are the principles that gave us birth. Jeremiah 1 and 5, we were already alive before the physical womb of our physical mother, knowing the Almighty, receiving instruction from the Almighty. So when was that birth, sisters and brothers? See, the real definition of immaculate conception, virgin birth, is a conception and a birth that has nothing to do with the human being in the form that we are. And the only birth that qualifies is our original birth in the waters of Nun and the womb of Narnet, alive, receiving instruction, already born, already conceived, no human being around, and the birth of the sun out of dark energy, dark matter, no human being around. And we're going to get into details in that process. And so we go back into the consciousness and we remember and recall our original birth, our original immaculate conception. And we remove the dross. We remove the gross matter, the dross thinking, the gross thinking from our consciousness, as we are made of earth, air, fire, and water. All of the factors that went into the birth of the universe and creation, we're made from all of those factors. And so we use the field of light, the fire, the hydrogen sun, the Christos within, and we purify our consciousness. We remove the dross and the gross matter, that thinking that has been imposed upon our minds because of the nastiness and the filthiness of the system. Now, I want to jump to James chapter 5 before we get to St. John chapter 3, and we're going to keep doing this until we get to St. John chapter 3. But James is very crucial, and James represents the leadership of the original church, and James being the brother of Yahushua, Jesus, James teaches us exactly what was taught by Yahushua through his own teaching. James, that word, James, is defined as the supplanter and is rooted in the African Hebrew Yaakov, means the heel holder and the heel supplanter. Rooted in another word, akav, having to do with supplanting, circumventing, taking by the heel, to assail insidiously, to supplant, to overreach, to attack the heel, to hold back. Now, many of us would say, hey, that's Jacob in the African Hebrew, or Yaakov. Jacob, and we'll say, oh yeah, he's the father of the 12 tribes. But sisters and brothers, the first time that this word Yaakov, Jacob, is used is in the Genesis, where we get the teaching concerning the original people, the original human being, and the whole of the oppressed, the sons and daughters of Eve, are said to suffer from the bite of the serpent. The serpent representing the wicked ruling class and ruling families, misusing wisdom, abusing wisdom, misappropriating wisdom, and using wisdom to destroy the children of Eve. Many teachings concerning this drama, this line of teaching, which is a part of many lines, this line is teaching us how to be political, critical analysts. See, the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families are Jacobing the masses. They have overthrown and grabbed the heel, symbolically, of the masses of the people and supplanted us and moved us and pushed us out of rulership. We are supposed to rule the universe as we are made lower than the angels, in that we're made flesh, the spirit, energy, vibration, frequency is higher than the angels, but the flesh is lower than the angels. So we're put in the flesh. But some, is it chapter 2, talks about how we're supposed to run the creation. And Hebrews picks it up again, says Jesus, made lower than the angels, runs creation. The human being, made lower than the angel, run creation. Jesus, the glory of God, mankind, man and woman, the glory of God. So we're supposed to run the universe. We are the collective Jesus that is supposed to run the universe, run creation. But the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families have grabbed our heel and removed us from rulership. And so the prophecy in Genesis says that we, in turn, will crush the head of the serpent. This means that we, the masses of the oppressed peoples of the earth, particularly the Africans, African descendants, indigenous peoples of the whole earth and the whole universe, and all oppressed masses of people, no matter, and the whole of us, no matter what color we refer to ourselves as, are descendants of Africa. The African human being is the first human being, father, mother of all human beings. So we're talking of the whole of the oppressed masses. But I want so-called black people to particularly raise the consciousness. We are supposed to crush the head of the serpent. This means that we produce leadership, male and female, from ever since, that would rise up with truth and justice in the consciousness and would go to the masses of the people as prophets and sages and messiahs and Christs in human flesh and teach this prophet knowledge, this sage knowledge and wisdom, this Christ knowledge and wisdom, and teach us that the whole of we and us are the body of Christos Christ, made from that same fire field of light, fire, hydrogen, solar reality. The kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess, and heaven is within. So go within, we were taught by the prophets and the sages and the messiahs and the Christs in human flesh. Bring out that reality and overthrow the wicked ruling class by crushing their head. This is not a physical thing, but this is going into the mind of the wicked ruling class and families and understand how they are able to rule the earth because they have moved us out of our position. Because they control the institutions of the earth, educational, governmental, financial, and religious institutions are controlled by this same wicked ruling class and wicked ruling families. And they bring in and create a philosophy of racism, which is born out in the philosophy of so-called white supremacy that is only to divide so-called poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and so-called white from each other. When in reality, we should all come together. Because when you study eugenics, and when you study the various insidious programs of the wicked ruling class, you will find that no matter what hue you find yourself, no matter what the hue of your skin is, all of us are deemed genetically inferior to the genetic superiority of the wicked ruling class. This is how they think. So therefore, whether you call yourself black, brown, red, yellow, or white, all of us are on the chopping block, and we must come together and become thinkers and line up with the science of the universe, line up with the science of the sun, line up with the science of the water, line up with the science of the earth, line up with the science of the air. And in that lining up with that science, in going into the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the universe, we will be able to crush the head of the serpent. Now, the serpent's body represents all the institutions that are under the control of the wicked ruling class. All of the presidents and prime ministers and heads of state and heads of corporations, these are the body of the serpent. But the head of the serpent the head represents the wicked ruling class and ruling families who use presidents and prime ministers and congresspeople and senators and governors, etc., to deceive the people into buying into an absolutely farcical system. And so, James, the supplanter, James is representing the church and the power and mission of the church to give a teaching that will overthrow Rome, overthrow Caesar, then, today, overthrow the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the 10 to 12 families who are the head of the serpent, who are the wicked ruling class and families. That is the definition of James. And so, verse 1, chapter 5, we had a Sunday school lesson. James coming in hard. James telling us and teaching us what was given to the people by Yahushua Mashiach, Joshua Christus, the Christ come in the person of Yahushua to raise up the body of Christ, to raise up the masses, to raise up the multitudes, not the wicked ruling class and families. The word multitudes means masses of poor working class people who are disorganized. So James telling us again, teaching us again what was taught to him by his so-called half-brother, Yahushua. Verse 1, chapter 5, James. Go to now, ye rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Now, we're not happy to say these things. We want the whole human family to live in peace, love, and righteousness. But we have to stand up against the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. The word rich. Now, you go into the scripture in detail. Go to blb.org and research the definitions of these words for yourself. I've done the research. I'm just going to run through this as fast as I can. The word rich is rooted in a Greek word that has to do with plutocracy. It's Pluto, but you can see where we get our word plutocracy. I'm sure I'm not saying it absolutely correctly. I'm not punching it, just giving it to you. The word rich is Pluto, but you can see plutocracy. And so we're talking about rule by the wealthy, the wicked ruling class. 1% controlling 48, 49, 50, 51% of the wealth of the entire earth. That's wicked. Because they got it, control of it, through warfare and through bloodshed and through division of the human family. So go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. This is a warning to all the wicked ruling class and families. You will not remain on top forever. Your condition will be changed, and the masses of the people condition, our condition will be changed. You will be miserable if you do not become born again, and we will be so very happy to be out from under your rule. Verse 2, your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. So all that they have stolen is corrupted. Even if you say education, knowledge of health, knowledge of wealth, knowledge of institutions, knowledge of civilization, knowledge of society, they took all that wonderful, beautiful, original knowledge and wisdom of creation, and it is now corrupted. And so their garments are moth-eaten. The garments, not just clothes, they have wonderful, fabulous clothes, but that which clothes their mind, which is from the universe, but when you misuse the universe, when you misuse that which the Almighty has put in the universe for every human being to partake, then it becomes moth-eaten. Moths are other portions of creation that come into your home and eat your clothes and put holes in them. So spiritually, we're talking about the universe turning on the wicked ruling class and families, punching holes in their thinking, punching holes in their system, so that we, the oppressed masses, can look and see, oh, your argument has holes in it. We no longer believe what you're telling us, Mr. and Mrs. Media, Mr. and Mrs. President, Secretary of State, Congressperson, Senator, Prime Minister, King or Queen. We see holes in your argument. We see that you are corrupted. We see moths have eaten up your garments, that which clothes you. Verse 3, your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Look, the gold and the silver. Now, I ran a trace on the word gold, and it runs right into the etymology of crystals. When you check the table of elements, you can preach Christ from the table of elements, the atomic table of elements. Christ is the hydrogen atom. One proton, one neutron, one electron. Helium is number 2, 2 protons, 2 electrons, 2 neutrons. So helium is 2 hydrogens or 2 Christs, because the word atom comes from atum, and atum is the field of light in Kemet that is the firstborn of darkness, dark matter, dark energy. And in the New Testament, atum, the firstborn of creation, is called Christos. So the hydrogen atom, the hydrogen Christos, is the base atom, atom, the base element in all the table of elements. So no matter where you begin in the table of elements, you're looking at multiple hydrogens or multiple atoms or multiple Christs. So gold is 79. That's 79 Christs, 79 Christos, 79 atoms, 79 hydrogen atoms. These words describe the same field of light that is the base atom, the sun, the base atom, the base element in the whole of the universe and the table of elements. So silver is 47, if I remember correctly. So that's 47 atoms or 47 crystals. 47 hydrogens, 47 protons, neutrons, and electrons. So we have only this Christ to use to build. And when we misuse Christ, then we run into a situation where we have gone against science, the science of the universe, and now the Christos is cankered. The Christos is rusted. The elements that we're using are bearing witness that we have gone against the science of the universe. So when it talks about canker, it's rust. It's rusted over. The society dilapidated. The society rusted over. The society now moving into a situation where it can't be used. So the rust of gold and silver symbolically telling us that the system is rusted over. The system, the society, the civilization is not acting in accord with the Christos, with the Christ. So therefore Christ must turn against the society. Christ must turn against this civilization. And so no longer is the stuff working for the wicked ruling class anymore. The whole of us are turning against the wicked ruling class and families. And the flesh is being eaten. And though they have heaped treasure together for the last days, these are the last days of this system. And they have heaped treasure together for themselves. They are in control of over half of the earth now, sisters and brothers. And the rest of us are fighting over the rest of the earth. And so this situation is going to change. Verse 4, behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. This is saying that the wicked ruling class have robbed the people of our wages, kept us from a living wage, passed all manner of laws that destroy living wage jobs and takes advantage of slave wage and low wage labor created by the same wicked ruling class and families through warfare and bloodshed. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.